Chase William, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin here with you. And coming up Friday night, 6 o'clock, the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz re-debuts on these airwaves with Big Joe and Elijah Campbell. Looking forward to that. And they'll be talking about all the games going on around the Mid-State, including Fairview taking on Page. And we say hello to Chris Hughes, the head coach of the Fairview Yellow Jackets. Coach, it's been a while. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to talk some high school football, and you guys are going to kick things off Friday night with a dandy against Page. How you feeling about it?
Rathbone and I both hate that we start the year off with that big game, but the atmosphere at the school this week has been crazy. I feel good about it. It's going to be, you know, they have to come to us for the first time in 3 years. Our field wasn't ready. We had to go there again 2 years in a row, so this will be the first time we've had them at home. And our crowd is excited. Our city's excited. It'll be a great Friday night lights.
So I know that you're hoping to celebrate a victory at Snappy's Pizza. We always talk to you on Friday nights down at Snappy's.
I got news for Joe. Look, this is big news. Snappy's is not doing fifth quarter anymore. So the Jefferson's restaurant is going to reshell the game and stay open until midnight, and when you get done with the game, you can go to Jefferson's and watch it this year.
Okay.
But Snappy's Pizza is still awesome. I love Snappy's Pizza. We get Snappy's before the game, but not after.
I love it, the fact that you're preparing your team and also promoting a restaurant in Fairview at the same time, coaches. That's talent.
Yeah.
NIL. You
know, they're providing the meal for us on Friday if I mention them on the radio today.
Well done with all that. Talking to Chris Hughes, head football coach at Fairview High School. All right, Friday night, I mean, you've been through. How long have you been at Fairview now as a head coach?
14 years at the high school, 10 at the middle school before that.
Goodness, 14 years. What is it about? Do you still get nerves, anxious butterflies before the first game on a Friday night?
I get nerves and butterflies at practice sometimes. I'm confident. I'm a high-energy guy, Joe, so I'm always on the edge. But Friday night's going to be something different. It'll give you goosebumps at the national anthem. You'll have that feeling at the coin toss, all of those things. But once that whistle blows, it'll be all business. So we'll get at it after Page and then shake hands after the game. It's a big rival for us, but, you know, with them being 5A and us 3A, it doesn't affect either one of us in the long run of things, but it sure would be good to get a W right off the bat, and I'm sure they're thinking the same thing.
All right, Coach, is this the first game on the brand-new field?
It is not. It is not. We managed to get us some good games in last year. We played four games on the home field, and we are excited to host our first one with Page on that field, but our field looks immaculate right now, Joe. We have the best facilities. I'm telling you, Fairview's a good secret. I don't like it getting out, but we have everything you could want of. We're very fortunate and blessed, and we're excited. And the guys have worked extremely hard this year. And another thing about Fairview is I'm coaching some of the best kids in the state. These are good kids, good character kids, good grade kids. I joke sometimes it's hard to win with the Beta Club, but it sure is fun to coach.
We're talking to Chris Hughes, head coach at Fairview. And what does it say about the commitment of the school, of the county, to fix up a lot of these stadiums, give you a state-of-the-art field that, you know, these kids and you can be proud of?
Yeah, and it just keeps growing. Our athletic director for the county, Darren Joins, and you know Ricky Jones, our athletic director, they're constantly looking at ways to upgrade facilities across the county. They want to be on the cutting edge of academics and athletics. And it really shows. I mean, they put their money where their mouth is. And if you look around at the facilities in Williamson County, all the way from Brentwood to Fairview, you're going to see some really good facilities in every sport and in every aspect. And I tell people all the time how fortunate we are to be in that very corner of Williamson County and be able to enjoy some of that really good backing that we get from this whole county. And they're supportive. Like, Page is going to root for us on our other games, and we're going to root for them on their games. But this week, we're going to root real hard against each other. In fact, my principal won't even say their name this week. He's mentioned the P word.
Oh, no. I like it. So your schedule, you open up at home, but then you get three straight on the road followed by a four-game homestand. I mean, how do you feel about that schedule and how it lays out? And I know coaches are going to say one game at a time, but, you know, as you look at the big picture.
I hate that schedule. We're one of those few, you know, when you do schedules, you're trying to make home and away work out best, and it's luck of the draw and other things, but that's a terrible way to do it. I'd rather go home away, home away, home away, like everybody. But the road contest this year are really long, Joe, so I'm worried about that with that, you know, when you got an hour and 15, hour and a half into Westview, two-hour drive, you know, it's hard, you know, to get those kids. Like, is it going to affect us? Are we going to have a lag? Are they going to be tired? Is it going to be too much, you know, bus time? Do I charter buses? Do I take the school buses? There's so much that goes into it, the team meal. So I hate those long road trips, but, man, that four-game homestand is going to be really nice. Not having to leave and just to stay at home for that four-week stretch and enjoy all of the things that come with that will be fun. I'm excited about our team. I feel like I've got a really good senior class, and I'm excited to see how we're going to do. Page is always a good test because they're such a good team and well-coached. We know after that game how we're going to do. Last year they beat us by 8 points, and they finished runner-up in the 5A state.
Ooh.
So, you know, we got knocked out in the first round of the 3A. You know, the injuries, a lot of things played into that fact, but the fact is we hung in there with one of the top dogs in 5A. This year we wanted to beat one of the top dogs in 5A.
Yeah, I was going to say that. All too often, Coach, we get lost in the 6A and 5A and how great those programs are. But, you know, you drop down. I'm talking with you, you know, in 3A. There's a lot of great football being played in the 3A, 2As, and 1As that often go overlooked. And that's kind of the point of the Game Blitz, is to kind of share that love with you guys. You see these teams every week. You know how good the football is in 3A.
It's loaded. You know, East Nashville's come along. Heck, if you get, you know, there's a joke in 3A with all of us, and I'm sure the Alcoa people know it, and Gary Rankin knows it, but, you know, a lot of the 3A coaches say, we're just playing for a silver ball. I said, we're not. We're playing to win that gold ball. My goal every year is to win the state championship, and I failed every year, but we're going to keep trying. As long as that's the ultimate goal, that's what we're reaching for.
I know it just happened, but were you the head coach of the girls' flag football team?
I was.
How was that? Was that a lot of fun?
Joe, it was amazing. One of the best experiences. I had the best time coaching girls. I didn't know how they would handle me. You know, I've got a little sarcasm in me. I got a little, you know, the old school in me. And those girls responded and played their butts off. We finished in the Final Four. We lost by 1 point to Ravenwood, 7-6 in the semifinal, and they won the championship by 30 points. So I feel like we were right there. We went 6-2 overall. It was a really good season. And I'm going to tell you what, we got some girl athletes in Fairview too, not just some football players.
Coach Chris Hughes is with us. And before we let you go, I'm asking all the high school coaches this, because obviously the game has changed in college football over the course of the last few years. And, you know, whether you have somebody that's, you know, going to go play at the next level, how do you kind of address that with your team of – just what all is available to these players as they move to the next level that maybe wasn't there a few years ago?
Well, we've got some really good players. We've got a few that are being recruited. We've got a left tackle named Connor Ferris, who's a really good offensive lineman. We've our running back, Layton Grant, Crawford Claxton, Curtis. We've got some kids being recruited, but we don't have a five-star, Joe, and a four-star. So if you're not talking about a guy that's being ranked, which I think those rankings are so overrated and blown up, and it's ridiculous, but I know some kids that didn't have a star, and I would have took them at any college in the country. But here's the thing about it. Now, with the kids I've got, I'm just trying to get the school paid for. Like, we just want to find them a place to play where they haven't got to pay out of their pocket to get their education. In the other school, and a kid, like if a guy's interested in aerospace, you don't want to put him in a school that doesn't have a good aerospace program. So you have to look into that stuff, too. But with the NLI stuff, it is crazy. Like, I'm almost glad, Joe, I don't have to deal with those problems. Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to send me five stars, I'll be happy to go. We don't have NLIs. We got free and reduced lunch to some people, but we can't do anything else. And the thing is, and it's almost, you see it still, and it always has been in this state, kids move from school to school, too. It happens all the time. You get private to public, public to private, public to public, all the time, and trying to find that niche. Well, now college has become that way. It's become a, you know what, I'm in a transfer portal. You know, kids are harder to get recruited because they can just get a kid from another school. So the NLI is making it tough on high schools, too, especially with those elite players, to find that niche and hope that, okay, well, we got you, but let's hope that this guy from Georgia decides he wants to leave and he wants to come here, then we're not going to need you. So that's a new caveat that we're looking at.
Well, Coach, best of luck on Friday against Page, and I'm sure Joe will be talking to you on the Game Blitz afterwards and throughout the season.
I can't wait, and I hope it's with a big Fairview W.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you from Jefferson.
You're welcome out anytime. So
thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Coach Chris Hughes, Fairview Yellow Jackets, joining us.
He just kind of faded off right there.
Yeah, a little bit. Always one of our favorites, yeah. And to talk to him on Friday nights. Coming up next, we're going to preview some big games that you're going to see around the Mid-State coming up Friday night as the Game Blitz re-debuts. The Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz will debut at 6 o'clock on Friday. We'll do that next. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace. Big Joe in today, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.